Block 13. In the former, we'd be focused on security of information, while in the latter, we'd be looking for behavioral norms. Interaction design involves understanding the functionality required and the constraints under which the product must operate or be developed. Hence, we are concerned with a wide range of requirements. We will look at some of these in more detail below. Table 10.1 provides an alternative and long list of requirements that might be considered. Table 10.1, the VolAir Requirement Specification Template. Project Drivers. 1. The purpose of the product. 2. The stakeholders. Project constraints. 3. Mandated constraints. 4. Naming conventions and definitions. 5. Relevant facts and assumptions. Functional requirements. 6. The scope of the work. 7. Business data model and data dictionary. 8. The scope of the product. 9. Functional and data requirements. Non-functional requirements. 10. Look and feel requirements. 11. Usability and humanity requirements. 12. Performance requirements. 13. Operational and environmental requirements. 14. Maintainability and support requirements. 15. Security requirements. 16. Cultural and political requirements. 17. Legal requirements. Project issues. 18. Open issues. 19. Off-the-shelf solutions. 20. New problems. 21. Tasks. 22. Migration to the new product. 23. Risks. 24. Costs. 25. User documentation and training. 26. Waiting room. 27. Ideas for solutions. Functional requirements capture what the product should do.